Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Chaitanya Ishwaram Jai Mahal Haduki Jai Shatvalpadiki Jai Rana Swamiki Jai Sangadeta Bhakta Vindaki Jai Go Trinanandi Hari Om Tat Sat. I hope that all of you will be able to understand me. I have half of my face still paralyzed, and so I'm not able to pronounce all the words perfectly, but I will try to enunciate the words so that you can understand. First of all, before I tell the glories of another deep down, let me thank Rana Sani and thank all of you for your prayers last year. As you can see, I'm still here. So, Krishna heard your prayers. Thank you very much. Mr. Hinduja came to see me in the Juhu temple. He said, all the doctors tell me you're a miracle case. So, I complained to some doctors that I couldn't move my eyes to the left and right. I had certain problems. They said, well, you're the only one we know in our experience that survived a pond hindrance. So you're really in uncharted waters. This is all a new experience for us. But we don't know nobody survived. So only if a few survived, they were all paralyzed. So you're not paralyzed. So this is all like a new experience for us. So they couldn't help me. So then I came to the understanding that only prayer can help me. anyway, thanks to your prayers last year, what they said was not possible came true, and that Krishna listened to your prayers and he gave me a lease on night. I went to finish the instructions that His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada gave to me, he gave me a number of instructions, so I'd like to finish those. As long as the time I have on this earth, it's not only did Radhanath Swami pray for me, he also arranged that the doctors would stay around the clock. There was a Dr. Sagar and a Dr. Achyutananda and a Dr. Sirloni. They were around the clock, and was working from 2 in the afternoon until like, we got 6 or 8 at night, and 1 or 8 at night until about 8 in the morning, and then 1 8 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. So the doctors from the Bhaktivedanta Hospital and from the Brahmachari Ashram in Chautati, they were watching over me. And it wasn't easy either. I mean, I overheard the nurses saying, we don't have to listen to them. They're not our doctors. You know, and they were like some nurses were heavy. Because they're doctors, naturally nurses tend to be respectful, but there was some that, and then the doctor, he was giving a hard time, but they kept addressing their points. At one point, one technician came and said that she would give me a special breathing apparatus which would allow me to sleep easier at night. But the only downside would I wouldn't be able to speak. So she put on this apparatus and she went up to the 10th floor. I was on the second floor. Then they changed the shift of the nurses. In the morning, I wanted to take off the apparatus and speak, which I was promised. But they said, oh no, this must be there because of the panel of doctors, so we cannot, you know. I was trying to like tell by sign language, please, you know this. So finally, Dr. Achyutananda, he came and said, no, this was just some technician put on last night. He brought the technician down and like that. Oh, okay. So they gave me back my voice like this. It was a daily drama. That's why I'm not too anxious to stay in hospitals anymore, but I was saved because of the presence of doctors from the Bhakti Vedanta Hospital. And that was all arranged by Radhana Swami Ki. Also, I kept having these like daydreams. I go to the temple, I wanted to see the deities, and I would walk. And so then Dr. Shanwal, he came, and then he said, "Okay, walk." Then I realized I couldn't walk. I've been in the ICU, the intensive care, intensive unit, for so long. All my muscles had become like water. I wasn't able to walk. I have strength now. I can walk, but only with someone holding me. I don't have the balance. But then I couldn't do anything. And I was, oh my God, he's right. I can't move. So then I started working out and taking physical therapies. So then sometimes Dr. Madhavananda, he would come to see me. So I was being watched all the time by the Bhakti Vedanta Hospital. And then finally after I asked the one doctor, I said, "Can you put me on the fast track to get out of here?" He said, no, "You're a rare case. Nobody survived what you had. We're not putting you on the fast track. We're putting you on the slowest track. The slow track. If there's a slower track, we'll put you on that. We want to make sure that you survive. So we're not putting you on the fast track, we're putting you on a slow track." So there I was. What could I do? So then they said, "Unless you can prove you can eat, we're not letting you out." So then I started eating to prove that I could eat like this daily. Then after eating, they told me, "Well, you'll lose 15 kilos. I'd already lost 20 kilos in the ICU. They said, "Let's lose another 15. So like this, life was going on. Finally, after 50 some days, I got let out and from the Hinduja Hospital. And so then I went to the Bhakti Vedanta Hospital to do the physical therapy. I was technically not a patient, but once you're in a hospital, they take you as a patient anyway. So, but they were very kind to me. In the Hinduja Hospital, I only saw the nurses. Occasionally I would see the doctors for like 1 minute, 5 seconds. In the Bhakti Vedanta Hospital, I never saw a nurse. I only saw the doctors. So, occasionally we had a boy come and clean the room, but that was about it. So, then every day, Jagannath, all the days, his brother would come to my room, and I would offer my prayers to them. Then I took the advantage to hear the pastimes of the spiritual care department, which I told some pastimes at the Pune Yatra. And now they realize that these stories are so interesting. Even Ranath Swami said, "I don't know all these stories." He was very interested that they're going to make a book of these stories. And some of the stories I didn't tell in was the one nurse. She was on the same floor as the Prabhupada library. I don't know what floor that is, but she fell asleep at night on duty. And Prabhupada came to her and said, "You should be reading my books. They're on this floor in the library, but you don't read them. You should read them." She woke up surprised. And so from that day she started reading Prabhupada's books and she never slept on duty again. True story. I'll just tell one more story. Then this was my daily fasting to hear the nectar. See, they make 25 to 30 devotees a day, a month, excuse me, at that hospital by this spiritual care. And so I was, so one story they told me was there was somebody who came to the, I think I told this actually in the Chaltati, but most of you are not from Chaltati. Some of you are that now. There was a patient in ICU, the intensive care unit, from Delhi. So he had with him books from various spiritual organizations. So the ladies of the spiritual care department said, "Oh, you're interested in spiritual life?" He said, "I'm interested, but I'm confused. Who every group says their founder is God? So I'm confused. Who is really God?" She said, "We had also the same confusion, but we read the Bhagavad Gita as it is by Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada." Can you understand me? So there he clearly says Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Really? That's what I always wanted to know. Who is the Supreme God? Yes, it's all here in the Bhagavad Gita. So he got the Bhagavad Gita, he read it, and they told me that afterwards, when he was released, he came to the congregation of Delhi as a new member. So like this, they're telling me every day new stories. There was, just I went there to give a class on last on Monday, and they told me one story, which they said was hot news, breaking news, that one of the patients, he was, I don't know what that is, a second class room. And so somehow they got him to chant, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." So as a result, he went to the Girdhari, Radha Girdhari Temple, and there he saw the person from the Church of Care had gone to pray. He said, "See, I'm here, I'm here." And then he went to the Monday program and saw the Church of Care person. He said, "See, I'm here. I come every Monday now. I'm chanting every day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare." So they said, "Probably he's still coming at your Monday lecture." So like this. And then I was hearing, I want to speak to glories of knowledge, so I won't speak more glories, but this hospital is amazing. That, so I was telling the chairman of the KG Hospital when I went to Coimbatore for some Ayurvedic treatment. At the same time, I was taking physiotherapy from the KG Hospital. So I told the chairman, Dr. Bhakta Vatsala, how he has in his hospital Hare Krishna mantra playing, and his hospital is a vegetarian. So I told him, "All you lack is a spiritual care department." I told them some of the stories, how this spiritual care actually helps the patients, how they take care of the patients, how they do the final rites if the patient dies, etc. And so many things. So then he got convinced. He said, "Okay, I want a spiritual care department in my hospital." And he told Bhakti Vinod Swami that you organize it with the Nira Road Hospital. So I don't know if he organized it yet. If he did, I'd get on his case. But like this, I'm trying to spread the glories around. But anyway, since then I've been going from one therapy to the next, and still I was at the Bhakti Bodhak Krishna Maharaj's Vyas Puja, and he said, "Just see, Jayasaka Swami is fully cured." I said, "Maharaj, if you say like that, they won't say something, you know." I'm not fully cured yet. My right side has got what they call paresis. It means it's weaker, and it doesn't have the finer movements. My right side is paralyzed, the eyes don't have lateral movement. I got certain problems, which impede me from doing my normal program. But anyway, at least I'm here. They said I got a 2-year window, which you make a drastic advancement. And 1 year is already over, so I got 1 more year left. After that, they said the healing becomes slower and slower. So this year also, I only be with you for a few days. I wanted to thank you all. I wanted to welcome you to Nayathodam. And I will continue with my treatments following the instruction of Radhanath Swami, where you should do whatever is possible to regain your health. So I'm just carrying out his order. I put it here on my head. So, but while I'm here, let me welcome you all. So, Swagatam. We're very happy to have you in Nayathon. And I'm happy to be here to welcome you. I was always a supporter of the Bhakti Vedanta Hospital and Radhanath Swami, but now that after being a patient or whatever, inmate for 3 months, and after all the help he's given, I'm very much more indebted, and I hope to take his association as much as possible. I don't want to be a liability to him, but just that you're all greedy for his association. I know I also developed this desire. So, I hope that the Mayapur devotees are treating you all nicely. If not, just tell me. Usually, we tell them that the whole purpose of our being here is especially to be here for the receiving the guests to the dot. That you're all very holy pilgrims, so we're very healthy to receive you here. The Naladi Dham is not an ordinary place. This place is not different from Vrindavan. Prabhupada was walking along the roadside, and we used to have at the bridge where opposite where there now is a Pali clinic, we used to have a big banyan tree. So someone asked Prabhupada, "Is this tree a desire tree? Why not? You can ask your desires to this tree. It will give you." So, in many ways, this place is not different from Vrindavan. In the In Gaudaram there's a place where Lord Chaitanya, he describes that this place is not different from Vrindavan and to one teacup. But I don't want to tell that class. I'm only supposed to speak the glories today. So, the Radharani, you know, she in the Radha Kunda, when Krishna Shyamakunda, he invited Radharani to come to Shyamakunda, but she wanted to make her own Kunda for Krishna. So she had all her thousands and millions and billions of gopis come. And with their hands, they dug out Radha Kunda. So then she invited Krishna. But she wanted to take the water. So she had the water. She just had a hole. So she thought she would engage in billions of the gopis and manjaris in carrying water from the Vanasaganga in the heavenly planet. With the holy rivers and holy kundas who had taken shelter in Shankun fell at the feet of Radharani and said, just like we are serving Lord Krishna, we want to serve you. Thus the theme, dearness to Krishna, the energy of Krishna, so please let us serve you. Now because they asked, Krishna didn't ask, she looked at Lalita, what should I do? Lalita said, take their service. So they cut a little channel between Shyamakund and Radhakund, and that's how the waters flow into the Radhakund. So, like that, Radharani, she wanted to make a dam. Krishna had somehow made Vrindavan dam. So Radharani made Navadvipa, and here she put all the holy places from the manifest in Vrindavan, they also manifest here. You find Kurukshetra, Ustratirtha, Nainasharanya, Varam Tirtha, Jagannathuri, you name it, it's here, Radhakund, Shyamakund, it's all here. So, as you go around, I don't know if you see all the places, but some of the places are still hidden to us. But we are trying to find out all the holy places. So we hope that you get some experience. I'll tell later about some of the holy places that we found and some that we are still looking for. If you, along your journey, if you see the missing ones, tell us. It's not likely you'll see, but who knows? You're all very holy people. So, this holy dam of Navadvipa in the Kali Yuga, it expands its glories more and more. The other holy dams are gradually reducing in their mercy, but the mercy of the Navadvipa dam increases in Kali Yuga. Of course, this is good for the fallen souls like me. We can get the mercy here in Navadvipa dam. Some of you are going to Navadvipa. There, Jagannath Das Babaji, he came from Vrindavan to Mayapur because he said that he found Vrindavan was too harsh, too heavy. You see, in Vrindavan, any spiritual activity you do, you get 1,000 times the benefit. Any sin you do, you get 1,000 times the karma. So, he found it was pretty heavy there. And for in Mayapur, you get 1,000 times the benefit. But generally speaking, there's no offense. It's very hard to get offense. So if you get offense, here you can get forgiven for the offense. So this Navadvip Dham is a very special place. So I think because your prayers, 4,000 trade in Vrindavan Dham, 4,000 times 1,000 is 4 million. So it's like 4 million. The rest of the world was maybe 10,000. I don't know how many you trained from me. But your prayers were adding up as 4 million prayers. Really? So that's why it had so much effect. Plus you were training every day. You see, then I heard that Rana Sani didn't have this Vyas Puja because I was in the hospital. So I told him he should have this Vyas Puja. But he didn't have it for a long time. Then finally he had, after I was released from the hospital and I went to the other hospital. And then he finally he acceded to my request and had it. So I'm very glad that he had his Vyas Puja sign. And but you can see how he's been very loving and caring for me. So I'm overwhelmed by his affection and his kindness. That's another doubt. Another doubt. You see, when you lay down here, it's like anywhere else, it's like paying a pranam. When you walk, each step is more than asanayad yogya. Vroom, 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 vroom. Even Indra only does 100 asanayadas, but you're walking, you're doing thousands and thousands of asanayadas, more than asanayadas. Yeah, the 3 days in the holy down here is like spending years and years together in other holy tirthas. So like this, Lord Nityananda, he said that we want you to experience unlimited, pure, unadulterated happiness. Spiritual bliss in Navadvip Dham. Nitai Gaur Prevarandi Hari Hari. You see, in other holy tirthas, in this material world, there's some healthiness, but that healthiness is mixed with suffering. So it's like the Prabhupada used the example, taking sweet rice with sand. How many of you would like to take sweet rice with sand? You get a sweet taste and you get all this grit, grit, grit of the sand in your mouth, so you're not going to like it. So here you can get pure spiritual bliss. And you're coming during the time of Dalara. So Nayathar is especially a sweet place for offering the lamps to the deities. Our classes go till about 6:30 or 7, they start the lamps. So this is a very great opportunity. Everyone here offering a lamp like Vrindavan is 1,000 times. So one lamp times 1,000. If you know the secret, some of the Brahmacharis told me, you offer a tulsi twig and then it's worth 100,000 times. So 100,000 times 1,000. But you don't find any tulsi twigs, so all the Ramacharis took them already. But like this, and then so now that it's done, it's a very special place. I'll tell tomorrow. Today I'm supposed to tell. You see, when Lord Chaitanya, he appeared here, it mentions in the scriptures that he'll come to another Dham. He'll be the son of Sachi, but it's written, somehow it was hidden from the eyes of the pundits. So they only really found out after he came. So they didn't know. They weren't looking out. He kept it hidden. So, but there it was excuse me, predicted that he would come and he would be son of Sachi. He'd spent 23 years as a grihastha and 23 years as a sannyasi. In fact, 2010 is the 500th anniversary of Lord Chaitanya sannyas. So we're hoping to hear from Radhanath Swami about the glories of Lord Chaitanya taking sannyas. So I saw one drama once with Prabhupada in about Lord Chaitanya taking sannyas in Calcutta by one professional group. That was very moving. How Sachinata. The drama was in Bengali. I don't know if you know Bengali. I won't go. Then she suddenly had a change of heart. I will go. And I don't, somehow this drama was like, wow, they're really moving. So they know how to like tell the story very dramatically. So there's one village here where apparently Sachinata came to the village and said, Where is 99? And this village, it was like 2 in the morning or 1 in the morning. They didn't reply. So she said, "You're near Daya. You have no mercy. Near Daya. No mercy." That village is still known as Nidoya. From Nidoya to Nidoya, and it always gets broken by the Ganges flood. It's right next to it. So, we want to hear from Radhanath Swami about that later. I don't know if I'll be here, but it's on the agenda. So, we're mainly worried, concentrating here on the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya when he was in Mayapur, the first 24 years. So, Advaita Gosai, who is the incarnation of Mahavishnu and Sadashiva combined, he prayed that let Krishna come, if thy name Advaita, not different. Makes any has any value, then I pray to the Lord, he should come, he should come. And he offered Tulasi, Ganges water, Tulasi Manjaris, and he cried loudly, and he did puja to a Shaligram Shila. That Shila, I'm told, is still in Shantipur, but it's not in the temple of Advaita. It's in another temple. I want to see that sometime. Anyway, so then, like this, then Krishna gave the answer that I will come. So in different ways, Krishna agreed to come by the prayers of Advaita, by the prayers of Narada Muni, he agreed to come in this Navadvipam. So when Krishna comes in Navadvipam, because this is named like Radharani, he takes the color of Radharani and the mood of Radharani. He takes the mood of the devotee. So this is a very special place. So all the devotees were attained. They don't know when the Lord is going to appear. So he decided to appear in the Phagun Purnima. So he appeared in the mind of the Jagannath Mishra and went to his heart. Jagannath Mishra's heart went to the heart of the Sachinata, and her heart went to the womb. So she was carrying him for a long time. Normally the pregnancy is like 9 or 10 months. Nowadays they would have a cesarean if you're a few days late, you know. They don't delay. But in her case, she was going on 10, 11, 12. So she asked her father, Nilandwar Chakravarti, you know, what's happening? Baby's not being born. So he checked the horoscope. He said, he'll be born on the Phagun Purnima. And sure enough, on the Phagun Purnima, Lord Chaitanya appeared. And that Purnima was, Phagun is like March, February, March, mid-March. So that particular year happened to be on that month, on that full moon day, eclipse. So during the eclipse, the Hindus would go to the Ganges and they would chant, Govinda! 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 Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! So there were thousands of people from Navadvip chanting the holy name. So it went. She thus heard the chanting. He said, why they say this is inauspicious day? This is the most auspicious day. Everyone's chanting, Harido! 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 So he started dancing and he was, and Advaita Gosai was dancing in ecstasy. All his devotees felt great spiritual bliss. And at that moment, Lord Chaitanya, he also appeared. So he observed the fast on Gaur Purnima at the moonrise. So in 1 year, we had a lunar eclipse during the moon. And so we all went to the Ganges and were in the water while the eclipse was on. But that's a very rare occasion. So 500 years ago, 523 years ago, there was an eclipse, and Lord Chaitanya appeared. So when he appeared, the devas, they knew that Lord Chaitanya had appeared. So they came down in disguise as Ramanas, Devis came as the Ramanis, as female Ramanas, and they came to see the incarnation of the Lord. They came to see Lord Chaitanya, and they saw this beautiful golden Devi. And on the Sachi and Jagat Mishra, they were amazed at where all these people coming from. Such beautiful people they hadn't seen. So like this, the house was filled with them. Guests who came unannounced. So they're actually angels or devas, devis from the heavenly planets who came down to see the Lord. How Vishnu has appeared. This Lord is eternally resident here. He's even here now, but we don't see him. It's called Al-Prakat Lila, Al-Manifested Lila. But that time, he's in his Prakat Lila, his Manifested Lila. So everyone can see him. So he came at that time. Otherwise, you saw like 5,000 years earlier, Lord Brahma, he came to Navadvip after he had stolen Krishna's calves and cows. He was feeling like that because Krishna showed him that he was very insignificant. There are so many Brahmas with 100 heads and 1,000 heads. And he had committed some offense against Krishna. So he had begged Krishna for forgiveness. But he knew that Lord Chaitanya Krishna would come as Lord Gauranga in the Kali Yuga. So he thought this is my chance to get purified. So he began to chant, Gauranga! 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 Brahma was amazed to see the beautiful, beautiful form of Lord Gauranga. Gauranga! See, in the spiritual world, the flowers are alive. Just because you pick them from the tree, they don't die. They stay alive. And so, around the neck of Krishna Chaitanya, Gauranga, he was wearing a garland that went down to his lotus feet. And that garland was surrounded by bees and what they call Brahma bees and Brahmas. They're flying all around because they wanted to get the nectar from the garland of Lord Chaitanya. How many of you want the nectar from Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet? Are you convinced? Do they really want the nectar? Do they really want the nectar? That was more convincing. Let's try 1, 2, 3. Okay. See, Gauranga, they really want your nectar. And Lord Chaitanya asked Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, why have you called me? He said, first of all, I'm already in my second parartha, the second half of my life, and I committed offense to you. I stole your calves and cowherd boys in Vrindavan, so I want to get freed from this false ego, and I want to have pure love for you. And I know that as Gauranga, you're giving out pure love. Sri Krishna, he gives love, but very tight, not to everyone. But Lord Gauranga gives it freely. So here's a chance for you to freely get love of Krishna. How many want love of Krishna? So here's the thing. If it's effective, then you should feel at the time you leave this place that this is your, you should feel separation from Lord Chaitanya. You should feel that some connection to Lord Gauranga. You see, so this Rama, he said, I want to get love of Krishna. I want to be forgiven of my false ego. I want to lose my false ego and have pure devotion for you. And I want to be your associate in your pastimes, that I know you're coming in the next Kali Yuga. So Lord Chaitanya said, Tatastaha, so be it. You will come as and you'll be born in a non-Hindu family, so that it will teach you humility, and you will chant 300,000 times the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare. This will give you love, this will awaken your love to Krishna, and you will be my associate. Your name will be Haridas. So you are known as Rama Haridas. You will be the Acharya or the holy name. So like this, Rama, he already came anointed. By his time, it's a very short time. He came as Haridas Thakur. And I saw a video of a very beautiful drama at the Bhaktivedanta Hospital of the Haridas Thakur. He lived in 22 marketplaces, Blaise Bazaar. So this was a I think Haridas was played by Dr. Dorkadish. It was very moving to see the drama. I couldn't see the drama directly, but I saw the video. They had a very good drama truth at the Chotati and at the Bhaktivedanta Hospital. Anyway, so Lord Rama, he came as Haridas Thakur. Haridas was born in a Muslim family. Lord Prabhupada took us to Haridas Thakur, where Haridas had stayed maybe one day or so, and they changed the name of that village to Haridas Thakur, and the official border to go to Bangladesh. In West Bengal, and here in 24 for Ganesh is Haridas Thakur. And there, the not only the village, but the high school, everything is called Haridas Thakur High School, Haridas Thakur Women's College, Haridas Thakur, Haridas for this, Haridas for that. So we have there a temple. Now we have the Gordon Thai and Radha Krishna Adidis, and we have the lady. Or Haridas Thakur, he chanted his 300,000 names. So if you do get time, sometime visit Haridas Thakur temple. Haridas Thakur Tirtha is one in Lainathal in Bangladesh. There's his birthplace, or I don't know where it is, somewhere in Bangladesh. There's Siddha Lokul in Jagannathpuri, and there's here there's one in Hulia, there's one Gopur, one cave. So at the time Lord Chaitanya appeared, Haridas was also dancing in ecstasy. He was so healthy, everyone felt very healthy. So Lord Chaitanya Kali made the whole universe healthy. Harilo! Goranga! So anyway, to hear from Radharani Swami, I just take this opportunity to welcome you again and to thank all of you who prayed for me. And the 4,000 of you prayed that I recover my health, and next year I have to come back and dance. So that's 4,000 times 1,000. That's eight here also. 1,000 times you get any of your devotional service. So that's 4 million prayers. So we hope that you pray a few more times while you're here, and we'll have one crore of prayers. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Arunachal Swami. Thank you.